Welcome back to Matt Time. I am Daniel Tension, joined as always by my good friend Zach Sayre. How are you doing tonight, Zach?
I'm doing great, Big Dan. How are you doing, sir?
Doing okay. A lot of wrestling happened.
Since our last time together.
Yeah, it has. We knew it was going to start picking up a little bit. It's still not quite where we want it to be, though.
We're getting there. We're getting towards the hot seat, you know?
It's
inching up on us.
It's getting close. I went with, got a submission for a shirt. It's a little bit snug.
That's an old school shirt.
This is an old school shirt. It's from like the late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah. Mason County Youth League. It's the Stingers. Yeah, so that's what we're rocking. Still going with the Matt Time beanie.
Yep.
You're rocking the
Matt Time Navy crew neck.
I saw you.
Can't go wrong with that.
Has anybody won the discount yet?
Yeah, that was.
Man, that happened quick.
That was nice of you. I just wanted to put that out there and give someone a little discount.
Yeah, so. From Chain.
Yep, so big shout out to Chain Wrestling. Join the Chain. Created by athletes for athletes. Cultivated for the uncommon. Apparel for the everyday grind. If you've not got your Chain Wrestling merchandise yet, go to chainwrestling.co. Under the Teams and Partners tab, you can find all of the Matt Time garb there. Got hats, beanies, t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, water bottles, vests, windbreakers. Got it all.
Yeah. It's cool that they're sending all the wrestlers of the week some stuff now, too.
Yeah, got the bag tags there for the wrestlers.
That was their idea.
Yeah. Big shout out to Chain for that.
Yeah, they reached out to us.
And, you know, as we had put in our post, we'll be reaching out to all the prior winners, which a lot of those will be seeing at WSAZ.
Yeah.
So haven't sent those messages yet, but be expecting that soon, just so we'll touch base with you and we'll get those out to you. So,
yeah.
So.
One of the founders of Chain wrestled at the Southern Scuffle.
Yep.
He plays.
Yep. Grant plays. Yeah.
It was good for him.
Congratulations to Grant.
He wrestled really well that weekend. Actually Chain. beat the guy. So I hadn't really wrestled well all week. Had a chance there to go a little bit farther in the consoles, lost on some ride time. But anyways, wrestled really well. Plays at the Southern Scuffle is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal. So
speaking of college wrestling, we don't talk enough about it, honestly.
We get caught up in a lot of the high school.
Yeah.
Because there's so much content in the high school. But
A lot more content.
Yeah, a lot more content. But things are heating up in the college world.
Well, not only just heating up. We talked about this earlier off air. Like, when Flynn got here, when Coach Flynn got here, obviously it was a really impressive hire for the program.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing pedigree. He had mentioned we were at, I believe it was year one of the
state duel championship at the Greenbrier. Yeah.
We was down there at breakfast and, you know, he gave his little keynote speech, obviously mentioned, you know, he recruited Peyton Hall and all that stuff. But we was talking to him afterwards and it was just, he had mentioned how this was a sleeping giant between, you know, Big 12 wrestling and, which, I mean, all of the Big 12 isn't what it used to be, but Big 12 wrestling, you're at the northern part of West Virginia, which just so happens to be
geographically, you're
right
beside
Jersey, PA, Ohio, even New York isn't that far. Yep. And he was talking about how it was a sleeping giant. And I think we're starting to see, let's be honest, Sammy Hinson left a mess in terms of tied up a bunch of money, maybe did things just a lot differently than Coach Flynn. So Coach Flynn had to come in, and as we were told, it really wasn't a rebuild. It was a gut it and try again.
Yeah.
And now we're starting to see it all swing in the right direction. Because
they had an outstanding last couple of days of wrestling.
Yeah, the last two duels, they avenged, like last year, OU came. Well, they went to OU. But regardless, OU put it on them.
Pretty bad.
Oh, it wasn't. It wasn't close last year, nor was it close this year, but the Mountaineers beat them 28-9. Just absolutely stomped them, wrestled really well. And then today, which is for you,
tomorrow.
Yesterday.
Or, yeah, it'll be yesterday. Yeah.
Got the really good, you know, backyard brawl win over number 20. 21?
They were 21, I believe. Yeah.
21.
Yeah, 21 Pitt. 18-7.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was a convincing win. Like, it really wasn't even that close.
And the final was, I was scrolling through the score there.
It was Flynn.
24-11.
24-11, yeah. That was a good win. Yeah. Coach Flynn, you told me it was Coach Flynn's.
He got his 250. Win 250.
That's ridiculous.
Big milestone.
Yeah, for college. Titus knocked off Matthews. Unranked Titus. I think one of the places, one of the bajillion ranking services had him at like 28.
Yeah.
Does that count as ranked? 28, kind of. They mentioned his
you're
name.
Ranked. I mean, you're ranked, but.
Yeah, but Matthews, I know on Intermat they were kind of projecting him to win it. I know Flo has him up there in the top three.
Yeah, the WVU's Twitter had him listed as number two for whatever their
whichever
ranking
one
source
using.
They were referencing.
Well,
yeah.
That could be using the coaches.
Yeah. So he was number two in that.
Well, he was a returning All-American.
Yeah.
Got fifth last year.
We had some other good wins, though. I mean, Carmen had beat his guy was ranked. Heller was 17.
Yeah. Beat him good, too. Almost a major.
Let's see. There was another one that I thought I saw.
Peyton wrestled well.
He looked good.
Nino beat us, but that's kind of expected.
Wolfgram had a very convincing win there at heavyweight.
Yeah, but it's just you're starting to see. I think they're going to be getting votes for the top 25. It's been a long time since we've had the program rolling like that. So Coach Flynn's doing, like, that's what Bradke told us last year when we talked to him. Just like, hey, give it a little more time. We got the right recruits in the room.
It's coming.
Yeah, they got,
sure enough, it's,
they got a couple Ironman champions, a few guys that were like 2- and 3-time PIAA champions.
Yep.
So it was only a matter of time.
And they have some really good recruits coming in, too. So, I
mean,
they're setting.
And they got a lot of our in-state guys. They got a lot of them. They don't got all of them, obviously. We got a few that we, you know, just couldn't. You can't get them all.
Yeah,
you know,
for various different reasons.
Right. Well, just needs,
fit,
weight classes.
Fit, need, money. All across the board, there's different reasons why guys don't end up there. But
well, plus, with our best, our truly best, you're at a national, you're competing nationally for them.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Like, we lost Amos, understandably so. He wrestled a pretty good match against Dean, but towards the end. So he went down awkwardly on that.
Uh-huh.
When he tried to mat return, and Dean was hitting, like, a standing switch on him, the knee got all
kind of
jacked
up. A little funky there.
Then that last bow and arrow was, that was tight.
Yeah.
That was very tight. Yeah. But Max Dean, you know, he's only the returning national champion.
Yeah. And how old is Max Dean? Probably.
I think he's my age. I think.
He's been in college a while, so.
Yeah, actually.
He's been there.
Yeah, I think he used to drive me to school. So.
Yeah, no, big weekend for the Mountaineers. I mean,
yeah.
Just,
everything's going in the right direction, as Bradke promised.
Yeah.
And now we're actually starting to see the results of the mat. And, you know, you get antsy. And it's been a while since we had, I mean, Boise, man, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was the last one to final, and that was a while ago. And he did that out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Did that out of nowhere. Wrestled a tremendous tournament. It's just long since removed the Greg Jones days, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It'd be nice to get a 3-timer roll through sometime soon, but it is what it is.
Yeah. And other news, Big Dan, West Liberty finishing 4th. At the NWCA National Duels, that's a good showing for them.
Oh, yeah. They've been getting that top 5 ranking all year. But they're absolutely loaded still. Absolutely loaded. And most of that's homegrown.
A lot of it is, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of that. And, like, same thing with Fairmont State.
Yeah, and
Fairmont State's a ton of homegrown kids.
Second place finish at the Waynesburg Invitational. A great showing for them. Congrats. Congrats to those guys. They're wrestling really well and looking forward to seeing
them. A lot of those young guys are in state, like Atkinson and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're super young.
Yeah, they got a big
duel. Super young.
They got a big duel coming up Wednesday against Glenville State. So
that'd be a good one.
Been ranked up to, I think, as high as 12 in the polls in there. So Coach Cottrell got things rolling for them as well. So it'd be interesting to see how that plays out. So
yeah, college wrestling's going in the right direction. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm glad we got to talk a little college wrestling.
Yeah, it's
like
been
a
while.
Lot of times it gets pushed back, and like I said, sometimes it's a little slower early on, especially, you know, when it's open season. Now you're starting to get into the duels.
The real right.
And, you know, so there will be more content to talk about.
Conference stuff, yeah. Open season's so hard to keep track of everybody.
Yeah, and then, you know, like, there's, of course, you got the big duel that they'll have with Oklahoma State, and Iowa State's having an outstanding year.
Yeah.
And that's in Morgantown, too. So you got a team that's fourth right now, third, fourth.
Something like that.
Just picked up a big win today over Arizona State. You know, so they'll be coming to Morgantown. I think that's actually the same weekend as the state duels, if my memory serves me correct. But,
might be.
But that's a big duel in Morgantown, so that'll be, we'll that'll check be something the schedule. To look forward to. So.
All right. So that's enough wrestling for the collegiate level, all things going well. I kind of stated the last time we talked that the Wheeling Park duels would is my opportunity to see if Wheeling Park was going to, you know, do what they kind of said early. And University had other plans, for sure. They flipped that result.
Yeah, and I know some names are missing, too. But
I know, goodness, like, that's what me you talk about, like, yesterday or today. Like, the high school and college, it's insane. Like, there's so many names missing at random times. Like, a lot of guys are banged up.
Banged up, sickness, flu's been running pretty rampant. You know, whatever other miscellaneous reasons.
Or,
so.
Yeah, it's just maybe you just weren't supposed to have that weigh-in. I don't know.
There's been a lot of names missing in duels and tournaments across the board at both levels.
And it's like every time a team posts, it's like, we did this.
But we're missing minus, a couple guys. Yeah. It's like, dang. Like, you know, I'd like to see everybody full strength so we, you know, have a lot more to talk about.
I'm not sure we've seen everybody.
Have we seen anyone full strength yet? I mean, it's still kind of early in the grand scheme of things.
I'd have to guess the first time with Wheeling Park and University, it was close to full strength.
Yeah.
And the second time, I know Brothers didn't wrestle the second time.
And there was a couple of names, like I said, there's a couple other names in there. A
couple new names.
And then, like I said, one result got flipped.
That could be playing the game.
Yeah, the game could have been played too. So, you know, I don't know for certain.
I do think those are the two best right now and Spring Mills is right up there. Like those three teams are doing, they got a lot of talent top to bottom.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the real key this year for the AAA. Some years you just got enough studs that you can just go final 6, 7, 8 guys, and it really doesn't matter what the rest of them do. But this year, I think everybody's going to get 2 or 3 in the finals.
And then it's going to be determined by the
consolation. Maybe 4 teams, right. I think a lot of them have that, okay, we're all getting – let's just say 2 to 5 finalists.
Well,
could be more.
Especially now, too, with, you know, them splitting 1 and 2.
Right.
So that changes the ball game compared to previous years, too.
Well, but you see, I think the real advantage is, I think University and Wheeling Park have a distinct advantage heading into the state tournament because they're together already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're already.
So if you final, it's going to be, hey, we're drawing that pill, and no one else is going to catch help.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's the thing.
AAA is going to be an interesting.
Well, that's the thing. Think about this. Okay. So I know they want to do the right thing. And who we subjectively decide is 1 and 2. Now, is this not all predicated on the fact that 2 is a lot better than 3? You see my point?
Yeah, yeah. No, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
If 3 is close to 2, if they have, and maybe if they've won the 2, this one's won 1, why separate it? And this is all predicated on the fact that 1 and 2 are a lot better than 3.
Yeah. And especially better than 4.
Okay, but let's just pretend. Right. Like, let's just say, I don't know. Region 1 and 4 have the 2 best for sure. And then, you know, region 3 has number 3. There's a chance that in this separation, it benefits region 3 a lot.
Yeah, it could.
Maybe the first pill really wasn't great for them.
Yeah.
And they catch a new pill, and maybe instead of getting beat in the quarters, they make it to the semis and they lose. Yeah. So there's a lot of moving parts to it. That's why I'm such a huge proponent of the pill. She's cold.
Yeah.
She's heartless. She's fair. She don't care.
Yeah.
She don't care.
Yeah, and we're, you know, we're going to have, hopefully, Coach Archer on to give the full rundown on all of that here before too awful long. So,
yeah,
you know,
maybe,
that hopefully will answer
maybe
everyone's question.
Maybe I will propose that question.
Yeah, that'll answer everyone's question.
Maybe it's not so much about one and two. Maybe we need to talk about two versus three.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real issue.
Yeah.
Because if three and two are close, what's it matter?
Yeah. But no, well, that'll be a good conversation for another
heated
day there,
discussion.
So,
all right, yeah. let's take a quick break.
Yeah,
quick break for
hear from our partners at Parmar.
Yep, we'll be right back.
No matter what it is you need, you'll find it at your local Parmar store. From gas to grocery, snacks, and everything else you always seem to run out of, Parmar Stores has it. Need more savings? Download the Parmar app and sign up for the Parmar Rewards Card. You won't only see our stores in your neighborhoods, you'll see us in your neighborhoods too. We are proud to be in your town and proud to be a part of the community. Come see us at Parmar Stores. And remember, if there's not a Parmar store near you now, there will be soon.
Special thanks to our partners there, Parmar. They do good stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. If there's not a Parmar store near you now, there will be soon. They are the official store of high school sports in West Virginia and, of course, of Matt Sam.
Yeah, big shout out to Parmar there, always That's supporting us and supporting the athletes of West Virginia. And take a quick moment also, I'd like to thank our new partner, Frontier Furniture, Flooring, and Interiors in Ravenswood. All your furniture needs there. Beats Big Sandy and all those. About 20%, I believe.
That's impressive.
And do, like I said, outstanding work for interior work, floor work, all that. So big shout out to them for supporting Matt Time and more importantly supporting, you know, all the wrestlers in West Virginia.
Wrestling,
so
yeah.
I also like to give a quick shout out to one of our other partners, Master Boaters Detailing, who will take care of all your commercial or residential detailing needs throughout the tri-state area. Boats, cars, you know, whatever you need.
Yeah, so he'd probably clean the chair you bought from Frontier Furniture.
So give...
He don't care.
You know, give those guys your support as members of the West Virginia wrestling community since they...
Support us.
Support you also.
Yeah.
So what else, Big Dan? Stay in AAA, Woodrow.
They're going to the state
clinching,
duels. Yeah.
Clinching their ticket, punching their ticket to the state duel along with St. Albans there in Region 3. I saw that the Region 1 representatives through their duels will be University and Willing Park.
That's not surprising. I assume that
expected.
Was already
yeah,
done.
As expected. Yeah. I think they may have just been waiting for some other results. But so that's some teams that are clinching AAA. Still a few more to be determined.
Was it four? Is it Region 4 that's left?
Region 4.
Has Region 2 done anything?
Region...
I can't remember if Region 2 did or not now.
So region 2 will be January the 11th.
That's this week.
So
that's coming up.
Wednesday. And then region 4 will be sorted through individual duels. So, but that should be coming, you know, relatively soon, too. You can check out all those dates on West Virginia Matt.
Yeah, because that tournament is beginning of February.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, February what?
We'll be 11th? Down there.
February 11th?
Yeah,
that sound right?
There. Yeah.
No, February 3rd. Sorry, February 3rd and 4th.
That sounds right, too.
February 11th.
It all
be the girl,
right.
So.
It all sounds right.
But, yeah, Woodrow had a good showing sticking with them there at the Army National Guard duels.
Yeah, that's grown.
Very big
that's
tournament.
That's grown. I think it
very
kinda,
big tournament.
It pulled teams from, like, the Pat Vance.
Yeah.
It had to.
Yeah.
But
your championship pool, Johnson Central, Braxton, Woodrow, Indy, and Berkeley Springs.
I was surprised in that championship pool that Independence went 0-4. That was surprising. Braxton County is quietly putting together a very good season, too.
Yeah,
Johnson Central is always good at, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane how good that little program is. But
you can
that's
check
a pretty
out
big
the,
tournament.
Check out the team scores there.
Yeah.
I had placed 12.
I mean, Winfield getting ninth is kind of telling. Because going into that, I think they've only had one loss in a duel.
Yeah, they'd only
and
lost
that was the point.
Point Pleasant, yeah.
So that's a, I mean, that's
Hurricane,
some good wrestling.
Hurricane was a good showing at 6th. Went 4-0, followed by Greenbrier West.
Saw a lot of good press from there. A lot of good press.
Yeah, lots of teams. That's a well-run tournament. To make a trip down.
Lots of kids
down there.
Went 8-0.
Yeah. Yeah, saw some big.
A lot
big,
of kids getting 100 big results. Wins
yeah, had quite tournament. A few. Impressive little tournament there. Well, it's a big tournament, I guess I should say. But
yeah, it'll be. I mean, I guess it's you can say it's gonna be interesting. I mean, I don't know if Woodrow matches up top to bottom with those. Obviously, Region 1 teams are the ones everybody's hoping they don't draw in that.
Yeah.
You know, opening round at the state duels. You don't want to draw Region 1, especially if you're a champion from a different region.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have to wrestle either
University
or Wheeling Park out the gate.
Yep.
And unless it's Spring Mills, which I'm pretty sure this will be somewhat seeded. If I had to guess, we'll have to talk to coach and figure out for sure how that's going to happen.
Get the full rundown there. So
I couldn't imagine just letting Spring Mills and University wrestle in the round of eight. I just don't know if I could let that happen. No, so the duel, so Wheeling Park's won, right? They're the champ. You're just nodding your head, yes.
Yeah, I mean right now, yeah.
So not Kent, but the Wheeling Park. Didn't change anything. The Wheeling Park duels did not change their representative.
No.
So Wheeling Park is the one, University is the two. Yeah. Oof, there's a tough draw for somebody. The two just beat the one by 22 points. So, all right, whatever. MSACs, that was early.
Yeah, much earlier this year.
Yeah.
January 7th. Like Friday.
Usually it's like.
I think it was. Directed to Friday by lack of officials, possibly. I think I saw, but St. Albans won that. Cabell Midland and Huntington finished out the top three there. Ben McComas, the outstanding wrestler, won 113-pound title from GW. And then Coach Gilfillan won the MSAC Coach of the Year there.
So. Yeah, it's just so early.
Much earlier than usual, yeah, much not accustomed to think, being.
When you just think conference for like college and like every other sport, it's postseason.
A little tail end of the.
It's postseason.
Toward the end of the season, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to wrestle the conference tournament, and then you're going to take a week and get ready for your regionals, and then you're going to take two weeks
all
and get ready for
followed,
your states. Yeah.
All kind of followed suit there, so.
But no, this is done and over with. You know, St. Albans, five champs. Huntington, five champs.
Yeah.
And boy, those finals matches weren't. There were not a ton of competitive matches.
Yeah, a lot of
falls.
Lots
of texts, lots of majors, lots of falls. I think four matches went to decision, and one went to overtime.
Yeah, the 120-pound weight class. Ben Barrett and Josh Sargent went to overtime. There looks like that was a
real good competitive match.
That was
match.
A good one. Yeah, looks like that was a real good one. So I'd like to see that video.
Eads and Pomeroy. That was just a decision.
Yeah, 10-5. Wiseman and Lions.
Decision.
8-3 decision.
Then Major and Fall.
Major Fall. 190. Spetch and Edwards.
Pretty good out of Spetch coming from the 3 seed.
Yep. So.
But yeah.
Everything else was pretty well chalk. 175, Jake Eaton.
I guess kind of my point is. Like
took it from the 4 seed, so.
If I'm a wrestler, it doesn't feel postseason conference tournament. That's all I'm saying.
No, definitely not.
Just this, but I get it. You got to do what you got to do. You got to wrestle when you can wrestle. So, Capital wrestled. Look at that.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. Our good buddy James Patterson there. There at Capital.
Good deal. Then we had Cameron, right?
Had Cameron, yep.
Fairmont Senior won that.
I'll
tell you, man, that, I looked through those brackets. That 215 from Central, that Martin kid.
Making some noise.
His only loss was a barn burner, I guess. It was a tight match against Rebar West, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get to see that match, all of it. I saw part of it.
He's got one loss.
Yeah.
As a freshman at 215. That's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what he's able to do there, you know, because there's still a lot of wrestling.
There is.
A lot of wrestling left to do. So that'll be, you know, I'm really looking forward
to
it.
He absolutely don't look like a freshman.
No. He looks older than me, so.
Well, a lot of people look older
than me. Well, yeah, but And I'm knocking on the door of 30. So.
Yeah, that kid's, he's athletic. He's big. He's strong.
Can wrestle.
Very impressed with that.
A mix of all things there.
Explosive.
That you look for. So, John Marshall finishing second. Yeah, Glenn third.
But Fairmont did that, missing, I think they're 250 in the heavyweight.
Yeah, I believe. I know the heavyweight for sure was missing when I looked earlier.
But there's another one of those. A bunch of kids are missing. Well, not a bunch, but a couple.
Yeah, it looks like 215 was missing as well. So,
but it's been back and forth. Hours has been back and forth up there and stuff. So it's hard to say for sure. I know it's going to get interesting. Definitely at the duel, I think the Fairmont Senior and Point Pleasant duel will stay pretty tight.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to stay because there's a couple matches in there. Flip flop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and maybe the games played, depending on
depending on
where they start and, just both sides feeling each other out. Just
that'll be big.
Chess match. So that'll be interesting to see there. Still got around about a month. Well, a little less than a month, I guess, because we determined that it was the third. So a little less than a month before they square off again there. So
and the SAZs and stuff will have happened since then.
That'll happen since then.
They'll be there. No,
Fairmont,
right?
Fairmont's not at WSAZs yet. They're not at WSAZs. They were on the initial team list, and then a new corrected team list is now on there. So no Fairmont there.
See, that'd have been a real good look at how the state tournament was going to play out. That's why I like the
a little more of a clear picture because you can kind of.
That's the clearest picture you can get.
You got the bracketology you can look at and see, what's going on.
You're in the same bracket.
Yeah.
You're in the same bracket.
Yeah, you're in the same. So. Yeah.
Disappointing.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to seeing them there. And while I'm thinking of it, Big Dan, I'll give a quick shout out. One of the only times we may ever talk about a non-West Virginia team on here, but our good buddy Todd May.
Todd
winning the Pat Vance Invitational there at Nitro, Guy Academy.
In honor
coming
of
away
that,
with 171 points.
I got a bunch of Guy wrestling swag from when I coached over there years ago. I could rep it, but that's Southeast Ohio, man. Yeah. We're in West Virginia. Yeah. Hey, good for them,
shout
though.
Shout out to Todd.
Good for them.
Todd for that win there. So
that's funny. Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
We're about a half hour into this. When would you have ever guessed that we would go through an entire episode and not even mention the fact that South and Point dueled?
I know, man. That's wild that we're getting to it at 28:50 on the clock there. So.
But it goes back to, it was such an incomplete roster for both teams.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
Yeah, no Roberts for South, no Blessing.
No Weaver. It was just bumps and drops and forfeits.
The game was played, or maybe the game was forced. I don't know. But South defeated Point Pleasant, and the final score of that one was 44-30.
Something like that. But so, we are sitting here. We were 28 minutes in. Never even mentioned it. Wasn't even a top story. That used to be headlines.
Yeah, it took place there at the Claremont Super Duel. So, wish we could have saw a full strength duel.
Agreed.
And wish it would have been in West Virginia for everyone to see.
Yeah, it wasn't anywhere close. Yeah. Yeah.
Two and a half hours away, give or take a few, depending on your speed limit. But
crazy.
But yeah,
it was just absolutely crazy. Wasn't even a top story. Not even our top story.
And they'll get to clash heads some more there at WSAZ's.
Maybe with full lineups.
So hopefully full lineups.
Maybe
there.
With full lineups.
So that'll be good to. For them to go at it there in a bracketed tournament. So
I can't say it enough. I know it's the evil empire. I know people love to root against South and even Point because, historic programs. But the state's wrestling's better when those two are good.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah.
Just period.
No, I agree.
They don't have to be the best. But when they're good, so hopefully everybody's at full strength. And WSAZs, we get to see it. and maybe scare some people and push some people and
yeah,
put
yeah,
people on notice.
There's still a lot of moving left to be done across the board.
You see, South did that at the end of last year. At the end of last year, they started their big push to let people know they were still here and they were coming, they were coming, they were coming.
Finished.
And then the state tournament did not go well.
Yeah, but they made a good push there at the end.
Oh, they did.
Wrestling they were outstanding.
Forgotten about. They were just
forgotten
about.
And then they
about.
come out and win a state duels again. They kept the AAA title in Wood County.
Right. Then they had a good OVAC. Yeah. They had a good WSAZ. And they were really, really rolling. Had a good regional. And things were looking like, hey, maybe they're not gone yet. And then they were.
Unfortunate
did
events
not
at,
go
SA
well
tournament
at the state tournament.
And that happens. I mean, that's
it does.
It does. Teams have bad tournaments here and there, and that was
part of
that
it.
That was one of those times. So
part of it. I thought it was funny. Made it all this way. Now we're going to mention it, and it's probably a good way to wrap it up. We've covered a lot of wrestling.
I'm trying to think if there's anything really, really pressing. Oh, one big thing. This is for
oh,
everybody.
Oh, that's right.
The singlets. We're you know, got a lot of submissions. Got a ton of submissions.
Just a few left.
But we need to get everyone's to get those sent in so we can have those
top five.
Have those top five, and you'll have mine and Daniel's top five apiece, and we'll have a couple other people.
What we
that
should
we'll,
do is we should release our top five countdown day by day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday unveil the that Friday.
That. And we'll have to figure that out, or maybe we can do our because what we talked about is doing. Getting with some other people, you may maybe some prior guests on the show.
I know I saw someone submitted a doublet.
Someone did submit a doublet.
I think they were challenging me.
They must have been pressing Big Dan's buttons. But maybe we can get some of our special guests to give their five.
Maybe
we'll see. We'll figure it out. But yeah, please get those in. I would like to have those all submitted by Sunday.
Works for me.
Fair enough. Let's roll with Sunday. So that would be. What would the date be Sunday, Big Dan?
15th.
It'd be the 15th. So so try to have those in by the 15th at midnight.
That works.
And then we can get that rolling. So other than that, I don't think there's really anything else.
That's it.
That we need to discuss right now. Stay tuned for our wrestlers of the week and throw in the week and all that. And that's it. That's all I got. All so right.
Well, folks, thanks for joining us. As always, I'm Daniel Tinch.
And I'm Zach Sear.
Have a good one.
You guys have a great evening.